Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter of dreams and what is related to dreams. Bil Asqa' Wathila ibn al-Asqa' radiyallahu anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inna min a'azam al-fira ay yadda'i al-rajulu ila ghayri abihi aw yuriya 'aynahu ma lam tara أو يقول على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لم يقل رواه البخاري. This hadith that we do today, it shows us and teaches us that from amongst the hallmarks of a Muslim, one of the hallmarks of a Muslim is his honesty. A Muslim is always honest, he's always clear. And when it comes to honesty, then you find that there is three elements as far as honesty is concerned. One is a person's actions, one is a person's speech, and one is a person's heart. All three are conforming. There's conformity, there is compatibility with all three. In other words, what a man is saying is what's in his heart. And what's in his heart is what his actions are doing. His actions are not doing something that is contrary to his speech, and his speech is not doing something that is contrary to his intention. What he's intending, what's hidden is what's apparent, and what's apparent is what he speaks. So what you're seeing and what you're getting is what a Muslim is. So therefore a Muslim should try and be honest all the time. This hadith is speaking about three times when a person is expected to be extra cautious with regards to honesty. Not that he's only honest at this time, but at these three occasions he must be extra careful with regards to honesty, because these are three dangerous matters. So Abu al-Asqa' Wathila ibn al-Asqa' radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the greatest of untruths, the greatest of lies, is for a person to attribute his lineage to someone else other than his father. So now he's got his father, his biological father, but what he does is he doesn't attribute his lineage to his father, he claims that someone else is his father. For whatever reason, whether he had a dispute, or whether his father was poor and someone else was rich, so now he attributed his lineage to someone else. But what it does is it creates dishonesty as far as lineage is concerned. It creates confusion as far as lineage is concerned. And we know Islam gives so much of emphasis and importance to lineage, to such an extent that the laws of inheritance are based on a person's lineage. Like that, a person's attribution, even if a person has a father that's not his biological father. One is a biological father, person that has taken care of him. We are taught, like for example, a stepfather, we are taught that he must respect. But more so the biological father, one of the respect that needs to be shown to that biological father is his lineage got to be attributed. A person has to attribute his lineage to his biological father. So this is, one is disrespect, the other is dishonesty. And the third is we're playing with something with lineage, something which is very treasured in Islam. You find the non-Muslims, that this is not something that they even give attention to. It was an old white person, and it was telling me the other day, that he's got two children, one daughter, one son. He said both of them told me that they plan now they're not going to get married. They may have children, may not have children, but they're not going to get married. So it caught my ear that when he said may have children, not have, but they're not, they decided they're not going to get. So I said, how does it work? He said, in our community how it works, speaking in a broader white community, I'm just mentioning color for understanding purposes, he says that because of the way the estate laws work, they prefer that you rather stay together, but we don't get married. So we can have children if we want to have children, don't have children. Tomorrow we get some other girlfriend. If that one works out, it works out. Doesn't work on, we move on. We can keep moving on like that, but our estate doesn't get affected. Because once you get married, now the wife gets, spouse gets half the estate. To avoid all the complications of estate and taxes and all that, we just live like that, our community. So I said, is this normal in your community? Completely normal. Most people prefer not to get married. Now look at Islam, how much emphasis we give. Firstly, that nikah has to be an act, it has to be a contract. And not only a contract that is witnessed by people. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, A'linu hadha nikah, announce that nikah, so everyone knows about it. And then that contract now is a sacred contract. That lineage also is a sacred lineage. Then only it's permissible for people to have children. If not, then we know what is the consequences, either lashing or stoning. So there's so much of problems as far as person's lineage, etc. Islam gives a lot of emphasis. Whereas the kuffar, they sometimes, many of them don't know who's their father, they don't know who's their mother. Children are in the streets. But absolutely no contact. And Islam, we create so much of emphasis. So this is one of the hikmats of this first part of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest lie is for a person to attribute his lineage to someone other than his father. The next Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, to claim to have seen something in a dream which he did not see. The person is saying, for example, I dreamt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he didn't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great lie that is. Or he may claim that I've seen something and it's got such a powerful meaning. And this is, but he didn't see anything. Why this is so dangerous? We did that first hadith, لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ النُّبُوَّةِ إِلَّا الْمُبَشِّرَاتِ, that nothing is left as far as nubuwat is concerned except glad tidings, except this dream. So this is one element of nubuwat. One element that is left, medium that is left of nubuwat, is this dreams. So now a person is going to corrupt it, he's going to claim something that he didn't see, is actually interfering with this element of nubuwat, dreams, that is still left. He's tempering with something of deen, which is very, very serious. Tempering with deen is not a small thing, it is a serious thing. You're now claiming something that a person did not see, is now actually claiming something extra in deen, which is not even there. And the third part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to attribute to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something which he did not say. A person says that in the hadith it comes like this, in the hadith this is mentioned, meanwhile that is not even mentioned in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not mention it. So this person is actually creating something, is creating a hadith, is attributing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam something that he did not see. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whoever intentionally lies against me should prepare his abode in Jahannam. Such a serious thing. So this is not a small thing where a person is actually preparing his own abode by attributing something wrongfully to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of practicing. Yeah, why this hadith is mentioned in this chapter on dreams is because of this one part. A person claims that he dreamt and he saw something in a dream where he didn't see. Because of this one part of the hadith is tying up with this chapter. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it here, showing us that when we speak about dreams also, be very, very careful that it's the truth. It's not just some fabricated story. Allah Pak make it asan for us to practice. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.